Torah tells us, Eilu Shmos Anoshim Asher Shalach Moshe L'Sur Sa'aretz V'Yikra Moshe L'Hoshea Bin Nun Yehoshua. And we know that Rashi says, V'Yikra Moshe L'Hoshea Bin Nun Hispala Alav Ka Yoshiacha Miatzas Mirago. That he davened that Hashem should save Yehoshua from Yatzas HaMeraglim, he shouldn't be lured to follow the Meraglim. So he added on the Yud to his name, Kol Yoshiacha. And there's a famous Targum Yonason on page 2, where the Targum Yonason writes, Ukidi Cham Moshe and the Sanuse, Kara Moshe Loshea Bar Nun Yoshua. That when Moshe saw his anivus, it was an anav sometimes gives in, you know, it's more soft. Whereas, so he saw that Yeshua, you know, is anivus, he's mevatel his das to others, he does, he's not, you know, you gotta follow me. So he called Hoshea Yeshua, because he thought that he since he had that mid of Anova, so maybe he would say, "Who am I? Look, all the other Nasi Ha'eda are saying one way, so maybe I'm wrong," and he would change his mind and follow them, etc. So we have to have an understanding of what is meant by the words of the Targum Yonason. Then the famous Medrash in Lech Lecha, Amar Yeshua ben Korcha Yud Shenotol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misarai Nechla Ketzio L'Sara Ketzio L'Avram. But Yud is 10, right? So Hashem took the Yud of Sarai and he gave a Hey to Sarah and a Hey to Avram, 5 and 5. Because Sarai is now Sarah, she gets a hay, and Avram is Avraham, he gets a hay. Yeah. And then the Medrash continues. Amar Yeshua ben Yochai Yud Shenotal Hakadosh Baruch Hu Misarai Hayatasu Parech Lefnei Kiso Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Yud was flying in front of the Kisei HaKavod. Amr lefanav ibon shalom, b'shvil shani k'tala sheba osios hosisani misara hatzadekes. Just because I'm a small letter, why do I leave Sara? So amr lefanav baruch hu l'sha'ava ha'isa mishma shal nekeva. In other words, till now you were in a female name, Sarai, uv'sofan shal osios, and you were at the end of the osios. Achshav ani notencha Mishmol shel Zohar uveroshem shel Osios. But now you're going to be by a male, and you're going to be in the beginning. Shenem avikam shel Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. So we have to understand what is that idea, that till now it was a Yud, it was at the end, now it's going to be at the beginning, before it was by Sarah, now by Sarai, etc. Before it was at the end of a name, now it's at the beginning of a name. Before it was a feminine, now it's a masculine. Okay, so to begin to understand the Indian, let's take a look in the Sefer Avodas Yisrael of the Magid of Koshnitz. And the Magid of Koshnitz explained the following: that what was the pshat in the Targum Yonason that Moshe saw Yeshua's anivus, and therefore he felt maybe he's going to listen to the Meraglim. Fakert, don't we say that in Parshas Baloscha by Eldad Umeidad, and they were misnabdim b'machane, and Yeshua stood up, Adoni Moshe climbed, so he wasn't such a weak personality that he couldn't put his foot down. He said, Adoni Moshe Kloim. And what were they saying? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, they had a nevuah that Moshe Mace and Yeshua Machnis is Yisrael Laaretz. So, he says, "Im Chas Shalom, if Yeshua would have been a Balgaiva, and he wanted a person who wanted covered, he wouldn't be upset by Eldad Umeidad. He would say, oh, Eldad Umeidad, they're prophesying my future success. He'd be very happy. But since we see that Yeshua says, Adoni Moshe Kloim, it's Mukach that he was on the Sasam. So therefore, what was the pshat? So maybe Yeshua, you see, Fakir, you see the. So Moshe saw Yeshua's anivus there. Adonai Moshe Kloim. In other words, you see that he wasn't looking for covet. He was looking to. That Moshe should continue his leadership. But then, says the Avodas Yisrael, so maybe the same thing will happen here by the Meraglim. Because we know that that it was known that once Klal Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe's not going to come along. And that's going to stop Moshe's leadership. So if Yeshua is wanting to protect Moshe's covered, not looking for his own covered, maybe he'll join the Meraglim to stay in the Midbar. Because if you stay in the Midbar, then Moshe remains the leader. And Moshe remains alive. And he wasn't looking for, as we see by Eldad Umeidad. So therefore, that's what it means that he saw Anvas Anuso. He wanted that Moshe Rabbeinu should live forever. So therefore, maybe the way to accomplish that is he'll join the Meraglim's side. Because the Meraglim are trying to keep the Jews in the Midbar, not to go into Eretz Yisrael. But in the end, Moshe said, no, I don't want you to join the Meraglim. If Hashem says we should go into Eretz Yisrael now, even if it means at my expense, at Moshe's expense, that's the right thing to do. And the point being is that in the life of either a singular individual or in the life of a community, one has to know when it's time to move on. You know, so one could have said, you know, wouldn't it have been better if we had Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership throughout? Maybe even at the expense of not going to Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael was the next step that Klal Yisrael was supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael. So, in other words, in the maturation process of Klal Yisrael, they were not supposed to stay in the Midbar, even if it meant Moshe Rabbeinu not being their leader anymore. And so that, I think, is an important yisod, but I call this packet Limudim B'Hitkadmus Ha'odom, that the person has to know at what point of his life is the time to move on. Is when's the time to leave his parents' house? When is the time to go to yeshiva? When is the time to leave yeshiva? Different steps in a person's life, he has to know when is that time. And sometimes he needs to have eitzah. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worried that Yeshua is not going to realize that this is the time now to move on. We're at the next phase of Klal Yisrael's maturation. We're at the phase of now of Eretz Yisrael, not the phase of Dor HaMidbar anymore. And Moshe was worried that Yeshua wasn't looking for covet, and this would mean him getting covet. But the point is that this was the point, the time to move on, and therefore he needed that extra push. Like in the Sefer Berech Moshe of the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal explains that the Yud of Sarah was to infuse Yoshua. Sarah means Sarai. Sarai means like leadership. You know, a little bit of strength. Geya Susrara. Or it's some type of good gaiva. So that's what Yeshua needed, and a little injection of that. In other words, he shouldn't feel that that's considered a bal gaiva by, you know, keeping, you know, going to Eretz Yisrael. No, that was the next step. But he needed that vote of confidence, that injection from the Sora, the Yud of Sora, from Sora, who's Lashon Sarara. Sarai, who's Sora, that first she was ruling on her own Ummah, Sovna Sesara L'chol Alam Kulo. It's a Lashon of Sarara, of leadership, and that Yeshua needed. And it's interesting that midah, in other words, there's a very fine line between having a midah of gaiva, meaning to show off, to look down at people, to be condescending, and to have self-confidence to move on, to move to the next stage. And that was the nekuda that Rav Moshe was worried about in Yeshua, that distinction would become blurred. And Yeshua realized that his going into Eretz Yisrael is not gaiva on his behalf, even though now he's going to become the number one person and Moshe is going to be out of the picture. It's not gaiva. It's just a vote of self-confidence that's what he should be moving on to the next step of Klal Yisrael's development. And the person has to realize that we know the pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem lamabel yoshav, v'eishev Hashem melech le'olam, Hashem oz lo yimitein Hashem erech sumo v'shalom. So the famous Gemara in Zvachim says that when the Torah was about to be given, so the Umas HaOlam thought that it was the Mabel again. So they all were davening, they went to Bilam, and he said, no, Hashem lamabel yoshav, Hashem promised he won't bring the Mabel. So what is it? Hashem oz lo yimitein, Hashem yivorech sumo v'shalom. Hashem is giving oz. Oz is the Torah. And therefore, it's shalom, it's not a mabel, etc. And in the Tiferet Shlomo, he writes, I didn't bracket it for some reason, on the bottom of the third column, on page 10, from the Apter, Hashem oz lo yimitein perash, Hashem kodesh baruch hu nosin oz loshon azus. That oz means that inner strength to move forward, to be able to daven, to think that you're worth something, etc. And was given at the time of Matan Torah. If you put these two things together, Hashem oz lo yimitein is referring to Matan Torah, and it's also referring to the azus, the kedusha, that you shouldn't be afraid to go to the kedusha, to move to the next step. You have to sometimes know when it is you should move to the next step. But, so that's an important thing that a person's life is a progression. He has to know when is it called gaiva, moving on to the next step, and when is it called progression and confidence moving on to the next step. So that was the issue with Moshe and Yoshua here. When is it gaiva, and when is it considered a proper thing? And so that was goof for Moshe's tefillah. Ka Yoshiacha me'atzah samaraglim. Don't be such an onav, because this is not a question of onav versus gaiva. This is a question of having the self-confidence, because this is the time that Klal Yisrael needs to move on, to go from the Chayi Hamidbar to the Chayi Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting, the Tefer Shlomo says another word in this week's parsha. It says by the mitzvah Chala on page 11. Maybe so then it says you take chala. Reishis arishto sechem chala tarimu chuma. The reishis arishto sechem. But the next pashut, he says may reishis arishto sechem. So which is it? Is it the whole reishis or is it part of the reishis? So the Rashi quotes a drasha that you're not mafrish the whole thing, miktsasa not kula. But the it's not the Tiferes Shlomo, the Avodas Yisrael says a pshat like this. Look at the bottom paragraph. He says a person shouldn't say miatan ivar sham sharp sukin shakos of rashi sari so sechem chala tarimu truma perish shalo yomar ha'adam hinei anochi adayin rach b'shanim yesh eish l'chol chefetz. Right now I'm young. When I get older, that's when I'll serve Hashem. But now, it's smach bochor b'yaldu secha. Now let's just have a good time. Smach bochor b'yaldu secha. So to that, the Torah says, No, not true. Reishi sarisoch sechem tarimu truma. Iker ha'avoda bimei hayaldos ha'avachos. That the Iker avoda is when you're young to be over Hashem. Because that's when you have all your kochos. And that's the time that you should do it. That you should be mekadesh yimei hanurim. Also, what's the mei reishis? What's the mei reishis? So this is a big yisod. He says, "Nevar gamkein fid rachenu that Torah masira gamkein shlo yomar ha'adam gamkein avatel as atzmi mikol v'chol inyone olam hazeh." In other words, a person could think, I'm young. This is the eager time to serve Hashem, so I'm gonna go to the nth degree, and I'm gonna fast, and I'm gonna not eat, and I'm gonna really cut myself down. So that we say may rishis. It can't be in total. Mixas v'lo kulo. Shlo tichlas asm b'sigufim yosim yidai. So, and the point being, this is the same thing we said before, that each shlav in somebody's life, he has to know, what he should be doing. So the shlav of the beginning of his life is rishis, yet dedicating, but not, you're not supposed to act like a 90-year-old when you're 18. There's an Avodas Hashem for a 90-year-old who's on the certain Madrega, and there's an Avodas Hashem for an 18-year-old. As Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, I think we once did it, he told the son of Reuven Feinstein when he turned 20 that you shouldn't take upon yourself all these Tanesim and all this, all these things. Because there's a progression, and there's something you should be doing at each point in your life. But then he refers to this to the Noam Elimelech on page 15. But nira da Torah melamedes osan adarke hatshuva, ein shetzorich ha'odom l'sakein mashakilkel l'shuva chatos n'urav zenikra. You gotta get rid of that. You gotta break down the klipos that were caused by your sins. But don't cut your, in other words, b'kutzchem is k'tzir artzchem, when you're trying to do tshuva, to break down the evil things that you created as a result of your sins, but in the process, don't sechala pa'asotcha. Don't be misagev yourself too much. Don't be misagev yourself too much. Because if you're going to be misagev yourself too much, you're not going to be matzliach. And that's an important point, to know what to do at each time, to know that there are progressions in one's life and one has to have that self-confidence to move on. Just like there's a progression, you were in high school and there was a progression, you went to Eretz Yisrael and then you came back here, and then you know each time you're ready to date, that's another progression, you're ready to get married, that's another progression, you're ready to get a job, you're ready to learn a kol, whatever it is, you have to know when is the right to do the right progression, and when is that considered gaiva, trying to move on, or when is it considered just the proper self-confidence to go ahead. And that was what Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid in Yeshua, that maybe he won't be able to take that next step because he's going to be afraid that's going to be considered gaiva, because now Moshe will be out of the picture if they go in. So maybe join the Meraglim. Also, last week the Rebbe here, what was his name, the Kodanova Rebbe, spoke, so he quoted this pasuk. So he said a nice word worth repeating. I didn't find it inside, so maybe someone will find it for me. In the Tiferet Shlomo, he quoted the pasuk Yetzei Adam Lefalo Ulavodoso Ade Arif. So he said, if I'm saying correctly, that sometimes a person's Avodas Hashem, he doesn't find, he's not necessarily yet on the Madrega that he mamish loves every minute of it. He's not in total ecstasy with his Avodas Hashem. But the pasuk says, Yetzei Adam follow L'avodoso Ade Arv, that you should go out to do your Avodas Hashem, even if Ade Arv, if you didn't get to the Madrega that you have Arevus and sweetness in it. And I think that's also an idea of progression. In other words, sometimes the sweetness comes later when you're on a Madrega to appreciate it. But you have to realize that there's a progression, and things maybe in the beginning won't be as sweet as you'd like them to be. But you have to realize each time, each period, there's an avoda, you got to take each step, and then you'll progress. And then I saw in the Sefer, Otzer Mefarshei Tehillim, he brings out a couple of, that word that Rebbe said from the Tiferet Shlomo. He quotes here from the Divrei Meir, from Meir Parmishlan. Yetzei Adam Lefal, also, a person goes out to do his work, to be misakin himself, but he shouldn't fear, but he shouldn't think that's it. Ki be'emes chovul odom lavod avodoso ade orev. Hainu l'sakin mashehu orev ba'aracherim. But there's another, don't think that you're finished. There's an inyan of arvus for others. So yosei odom lefa'alo'o, so you were misakin yourself, but part of your avoda is also ade arv. But I think the same idea, that if a person's just starting off and he's going to start trying to fix everyone else, he's never going to fix himself first. So that's also part of the progression in a person's life. A person has to realize, when is the time that I should be learning just for myself, and when is the time that I should be in the arvus realm, that I'm trying to help others. So that's also a progression in somebody's life. And then he quotes here another pshat. David HaMelech is Rav Anunu. Shochech Adam Sachlunus Nusakin Esnafsho. Yetze Adam Lefalo. Hayel Adam Yetze Bechol Yom Rach Lepalo. Hayin Lassus Pulo Shonos Avar Gufo. Ulevadoso Ha'amitis Hayin Lishtadal Avar Nafsho V'Nishmoso. Adi Arvazim Chakeh Adi Zeknusim. But as he says, sometimes people, Yetzi Adam will follow, they go out to do different things for their bodies, but the Iker Avoda, you know, they say, when I'll retire, that's when I could learn a little Gemara and this. But right now, that's the hipuch of knowing what's the proper order of doing things. And then finally, we have the mitzvah of tzitzis at the end of the parsha. So there are a lot of shatim of what does tzitzis represent. So he says here, he quotes here from the Tefer Shlomo on page 22. He speaks about the mile of being dovok but tzadikim. So he says, what is tzitzis? Tzitzis is a lashon tzitz, and from Shir HaSheirim, meitzitz menacharakim. So the idea of tzitzis, uman tizkiru, is taber al b'nei Yisrael v'marto alehem, v'asu lahem tzitzis. That you should look lahem on your friends and try to learn from them. Because tzitzis is l'man tizkiru, al yidei avas chaverim, yechol gam kein lovel l'soros asiyas mitzvah v'chins mekabel kol echad mechaverim. Words, the idea of maturation is also always willing to learn from someone else. And that's why you should always be mechuber to other chachamim and other people you could learn from. Maturation of a person is a person to always in a status of learning and being makabel. That's what they say over that a Talmud Chacham, a person who's a great scholar, is always called a Talmud Chacham. He's always a machine of a Talmud. I once heard Rabbi Baruch Sachs say over once I think it was about Rav Lazer Silver, maybe, that he was a Rav in the community, and he was always learning. So some of the Baal Batim didn't understand. He said, we want a rabbi who knows it all already. He is always learning. We want someone who knows it already. So that's the idea, maybe Rav Sachs said, and maybe others, part of our development is to realize that we always need to be makabel. We always need a Rebbe. We always need to be learning. We always need to be mekabel. And that's part of the Kadmus Adam. You never say, well, I'm finished. I did my share. I know it all. No. And that's the idea of Osai, of Limudim is Kadmus Adam. That a person always needs to be progressing. He has to realize when it's considered too much of a step. When is it not too much of a step? When is it self-confidence? When is it gaiva? And this is both on the singular level and on the communal level, and that's the, and everyone needs that yud of sara inside of them, that little bit of of Azus to Kedusha, Hashem Oz Lama Yitain. A little bit of self-confidence, B'shas Matan Torah, it's called Oz. A little bit of strength to be able to go on and to accomplish. And not to always say I'm a nothing and I can't do anything, etc. And that's the Midah of, and that was the bracha that Moshe was most worried about, that Yeshua shouldn't have misplaced Anava. And he shouldn't be wearing that Moshe, you know, he doesn't want to move on because it's at the expense of Moshe. Sometimes people are wrong. Sometimes people do things at the expense of other people. That's not right. But yet, so you have to know when it's proper. And that's Hashem Oz Lama Yitain, that we all need a little bit of Oz, not Gaiva, but Oz in the strength to know, to be able to move on and to progress in our Avodas Hashem. Yeah, there will be a Parsha Shiur next Thursday, Bezer Hashem.